Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
This is a Chewing the Fat retrospective. Today, Anne Heche. Born Anne Celeste Heche, the 25th of May, 1969, in Aurora, Ohio. The youngest of five children, four preceded her in death. Raped and molested from the time she was a toddler to the age of 12 by her father, who also preceded her in death. Mother of two, one ex-husband and multiple ex-partners, one of which was hung and one of which wasn't. She claimed she had another personality. Her name was Celestia, daughter of God and half-sister of Jesus Christ. Spoke a different language, had special powers while living in the fourth dimension. She claimed it took the first 31 years of her life to get the crazy out of her. I drank, I smoked, I did drugs, I had sex with people, I did anything I could to get the shame out of my life. Her memoir, written in 2001, titled They Call Me Crazy. Winner of multiple awards, from two Soap Opera Digest Awards, a Daytime Emmy, GLAAD Media Award, Behind the Voice Actors Award, Women in Film Lucy Award, Paris International Lesbian and Feminist Film Festival Award, National Board of Review USA Award, Sarasota Film Festival Lifetime Achievement Award, to name them all. After becoming a subject of widespread media interest while dating Ellen DeGeneres, in 1998, People magazine named her one of the 50 most beautiful people in the world. She considered herself part of the change that helped normalize same-sex relationships in mainstream culture. She also believed that her relationship with DeGeneres resulted in her losing acting roles, calling herself Patient Zero of cancel culture. To quote Anne from a film she co-starred in, Volcano, wow. The vehicle collision on the 5th of August, 2022, that led to her final breath, produced a house fire that required 59 firefighters and took 65 minutes to fully extinguish the fire and rescue Anne from the vehicle. The LAPD said that a preliminary blood analysis confirmed the presence of narcotics in her bloodstream. Anne Heche, dead at 53 years of age. Rest in peace, Celestia. This has been a retrospective on CTF. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. Okay, obviously I spent a lot of time this weekend reading about Anne Heche and her life. And it's very sad that she is now officially dead. They pulled the plug last night. Now, I know, I got a couple emails saying, Jeff, she was dead on Thursday. They considered her brain dead, so that makes her legally dead. She died on Thursday, the 11th. You didn't even know that when you were talking about her on Friday. Okay, so here's the deal. All right, many places say August 11th was the day that they declared her dead. That's when they said she was brain dead. You can look around some places, say August 12th, the Friday, was the day when they broke the news, and it was after I recorded Chewing the Fat. On the other hand, in my life, I know that states say that when they diagnose you as brain dead, they consider you dead. But in my world, when I walk in the room and I can still hear... you're still alive to me. When I walk in the room and I hear, you're dead. And that's what happened on the 14th of August, 2022. Very sad. I mean, I've been reading about her whole life and, you know, I've made fun of her from Volcano forever. And especially after she went crazy after Ellen. And I didn't realize, I'd forgotten how crazy that really was. So, you know, as she was in love with Ellen, her and Ellen were really in love. And she was quoted as saying that, you know, they met at the Oscar party in 1997. She said, "I saw the most ravishing woman I'd ever seen in my life standing across the room. Her name was Ellen DeGeneres. She was radiating. I think at certain times in people's lives, you just radiate an energy and a glow of fabulousness. And that was her. I'd never seen anybody so lit up. We went home together. It was the best sex I've ever had. I felt cared for. I felt free to express a part of me that I had not been able to express with a man who said she had never been with a woman before. I felt sensuous and sexual in a way I hadn't before." Wow. I mean, that's what we're all looking for, right? I mean, that's just incredible. Now, obviously, after a few years, it didn't, you know, I think it was like 4 years. You know, time, things change. After they split, she knocked on this stranger's door and asked if she could take a shower. She showed up in her bra and a pair of shorts, and she was told to go to a place where I would meet a spaceship. So she was starting to go off the deep end. She said she had taken a hit of ecstasy. Well, maybe, maybe not. The house that she knocked the door on, the lady recognized her and said, "Yeah, come on in," and let her take a shower. And then she wouldn't leave. She wanted to, and then she said she declared herself to be God and offered to take the stranger's children back to heaven in her spaceship. And that's when the woman said, "Yeah, hello, police," and they came and got her. So I was just incredibly sad, really. I was, and you know, she has got a couple of children, and they, of course, they love their mom. And, you know, she's got a couple of kids from a couple different baby daddies. And one she was married to, one she wasn't. You know, big deal in today's world, who cares? But I'm just giving you the facts. And, you know, they said, of course, that we lost a bright light, a kind and most joyful soul, a loving mother, a loyal friend. She will be deeply missed, but she lives on through her beautiful sons, her iconic body of work, and her passionate advocacy. Her bravery for always standing for the truth, spreading her message of love and acceptance, will continue to have a lasting impact. Blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, they love her, right? I mean, that's what you're going to say about your mom and your friend. But her life, her mom, they don't even talk. I mean, they're out of it because she blamed her dad for, you know, genital herpes when she was a little baby. And the mom says, no, it's because of a diaper or some kind of diaper rash thing. And her mom never admitted it. And so, yeah, we'll see. I mean, she decided she got a job taking care of her family, working at some, she was doing a play, Music Man. That's right, she was doing Music Man. 76 trombones, baby. We've got trouble right here in River City. The capital T and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. She was doing Music Man on the stage, and then they called it To Another World. In California for the daytime soap opera. So they wanted to be one of the twins. And the mom said, no, you can't go. I think she was 17 at the time. And she said, no, I am out of here. I am tired of living in this dump. I'm tired. I want to have my own place, and I'm gone. And she became a star. And she, you know, despite her crazy, she had a tremendous life. So anyway, rest in peace, Anne Heche. And I spent the weekend reading about her. And I'm sad. I'm sad that she passed away. And I'm sad how it happened. And, you know, I'm sorry that it happened the way that it happened. Although, you know, I don't know. Yes, there's a better way of dying, Jeff, than crashing into a home and burning up. Oh, okay. Well, you know, if you say so. And then I keep thinking about the house. I mean, I don't know why it hits me, but the house is like 700 square feet or whatever. It's like the smallest house on the block. That's the one she hits? Anyway, just, what do I know? What do I know? Rest in peace, Anne. Seriously. Seriously, rest in peace, Anne Heche. I feel like today is just a day of who died today. Every story I have is talking about someone dying, which is, I know, I mean, I have other stories where nobody died, I think. You know, it's been 10 months since Helena Hutchins and director Joel Souza, I mean, Helena was shot and killed, and Joel Souza was wounded on the movie set of Rust. But 10 months. So, Alec, it's also been 10 months since we've had that show rule. Anytime I mention that man's name, he gets a gunshot. Anytime I mention his first name, he gets a gun cock. So, it's... Those are the rules of the show. That's the rules. You have to follow the rules, right? So it's been 10 months, and he completely denies that he pulled the trigger, and that was been it. I haven't done it. Now, the FBI has concluded their investigation of the case, and they have believed that you couldn't fire that weapon without pulling the trigger. With the hammer in the quarter and half-cock positions, the gun could not be made to fire without a pull of the trigger. That's what the report was. That was their investigation. So the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office said last week that its investigation is nearing its conclusion. We'll see what happens with that. I don't know. I mean, so far it's their death. Helena Hutchins' death is still an accident. The Sheriff's Office received a report from and other FBI documents earlier this month, so we'll see how long that takes. I don't know. They claim that they're still waiting for phone records. They're still waiting for Baldwin's phone records. Yeah, I can say the last name without the gunshot. So I just can't say the full name. But they're still waiting for his phone records. I thought that was a done deal. He's turned them over to Suffolk County New York Police Department, but they still haven't ended up in Santa Fe County. What is happening with that? That's got something fishy has got to be happening there. I'm not sure what. I'm not alleging anything. I'm just saying it sounds fishy. There's no criminal charges related to the incident yet have been filed. We don't know that. Hannah Gutierrez Reed, who oversaw all the weapons on the Rust set, she's not talking. I do not blame her for that. And of course, you know what Alec Baldwin has been up to. So, you know, whatever. Do we trust the FBI on this, but we don't trust the FBI on other stuff? I don't know. I mean, I feel like we have to trust the FBI. I mean, the good men and women of the Federal Bureau of Investigation are doing an investigation on this shooting and the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins and the wounding of the director Joel Souza. So, I mean, you got to believe that they were actually trying to make this gun fire, right? Like Alec said, it happened. So we'll see. We'll see the final outcome of this shooting on the Rust set. And we'll see if anything at all, and I'm willing to almost bet money, your money, that nothing will happen to Alec Baldwin. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. All right, for those of you listening live, today is the 15th of August, 2022, and Better Call Saul finale is tonight. I usually record it and watch it the next day. I may have to just watch it live tonight and end the Better Call Saul series altogether, watch the finale tonight, just like Odenkirk and the rest of the cast. I mean, I wasn't invited to the little gathering, but apparently he said that, the cast, I was going to get together at somebody's house and watch the episode, and then we're going to cry, and he said that's how the ensemble will celebrate the end of the Breaking Bad spinoff on Monday. And he said they're all friends, they've had a great time, and we're going to miss each other awfully. So he loved working with Carol Burnett, and it's been fun. It's been a fun ride, Better Call Saul, no question. Also this week, the end of the week, or the beginning, depending on how you look at it, this weekend, House of the Dragon begins on HBO. I'm looking forward to this. So is everyone who was Game of Thrones fans. So we'll see how the spinoff comes to mind. What happens? Because I'm looking forward to it. It's Game of Thrones, the number one Emmy winner of all time, most watched show in history on HBO. I mean, Game of Thrones. It's been a while since I've sat through the entire series of Game of Thrones, and it's almost time again. I mean, it's pretty awesome. I got to find someone who hasn't seen it though. It's more fun watching it with someone who hasn't seen it, because you have, and you know what's coming up. But this week begins House of the Dragon on HBO. Looking forward to it. Oh, and sad news. Sad, sad news. Jeffrey Toobin, a man who created his own little world, an own little vocabulary on the internet for live streaming, taking care of personal business on his own. If you're Toobin, he's leaving CNN. I know. I don't know what I'm going to do. But he said, look, I'm going on vacation and I'm not coming back. I'm leaving, and it was a great time. And listen, I love you guys, but I'm out of here. All right. I mean, that seems like a pretty good gig to give up. Almost as if it wasn't his actual idea. But what do I know? So we talked a little bit about Rupert Murdoch and Jerry Hall's divorce being finalized and what she was going to get. It's been reported now that she's going to get $303 million. She's going to get two homes, the Homewood House, besides one in St. Tropez. And it looks like Murdoch is going to continue funding the expenses of, you know, keeping up the homes and travel. So she will be able to, continue to live similarly to the life that she's been accustomed to. Not the same. I mean, $330 million, a couple of houses, you have the staff. Maybe you have access to the private plane, but not all the time. I mean, you have to ask and schedule a time for it, that kind of thing, instead of just at your beck and call. Now, I tried to put Jerry in this story along with Melinda Gates and Mackenzie Scott, Bezos. No. $303 million and a couple of homes. Melinda and Mackenzie spit at $333 million. Okay? I mean, Melinda got $76 billion and Mackenzie got what, like $40 billion or $35 billion or whatever? That's a lot. $303 million is chump change to them. I mean, they barely will say hello to Jerry at the fashion shows. Oh, hey, Melinda, Mackenzie. Oh, hello, Jerry. Keep going. We don't want you to sit here. I mean, the Murdoch divorce, that is succession. If you want to know what that life is like, watch Succession on HBO, because that is the Murdoch family. They don't admit it. It's just a made up family. Same thing, but I'm telling you, it's about the Murdochs. And this divorce of Rupert, he's like 91 now, with Jerry Hall, same thing. It's Succession. It's all over. No question. So just watch Succession and you'll know exactly what life is like for Rupert and Jerry. No question. Now look, $300 million and a couple of homes and staff and everything is nothing to sneeze at. There's no doubt. I was looking at a list of some of the big divorces, and like the Princess Haya bint Hussein, ex-wife of Sheikh Mohammed Al Maktoum, ruler of Dubai. She got $668 million. And she's got the kids. And she wanted $1 billion. I don't know. Her life is probably pretty tough now. Elon's one wife, I don't know, I think she got like $16 or $17 million. He probably still takes care of her a little bit. That the one pop singer, Christy Bertelli, she was married to Ernesto. She got like, they were together for a long time, and she got $422 million. That's nothing to sneeze at, man. I mean, I realize, you know, million, 16 million, 20 million, they throw numbers around like it's a big deal. But you get into the hundreds of millions of dollars, I know it's nothing to sneeze at. And I joke around about Jerry Hall only getting $303 million. But with Melinda and Mackenzie getting tens of billions of dollars, that's a figure that is, I mean, it's, you can't think of it. I mean, I joke around about thinking about, yes, I could think of fathom of having that much money, but really, you can't. I mean, it's not, there's nothing that you can grab onto to make you think how you could live like that. I want to give it a shot. I'm happy to do it. Please. No problem. I'm happy. You know what? Give me, I know Mackenzie wants to get rid of all her money and give it to charity before she dies, and she wants her safe empty at the end. Mackenzie, Jeff Fisher, DFW, Chewing the Fat. Email me, chewingthefatattheblaze.com. You know what? DM me on Twitter, at JeffyJFR. Facebook and Instagram, Jeff Fisher Radio. You can cameo me at JeffyJFR. I'll do a cameo for you, Mackenzie, and you can tip me, say, $100 million. And we'll be good. You'll get your safe a little closer to being empty, and I'll be good. I'll be happy, and you will have helped the world become a better place. Okay? All right. Thank you.
Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So who died today? Who died today? Well, talcum powder died today. Johnson & Johnson's talcum powder. The company will instead produce a cornstarch powder beginning next year. Now, its talcum product hasn't been on sale in the United States or Canada for a couple years now. But its cornstarch powder is already hitting the market in some countries. So, look, our talc remains unchanged. We don't believe there's any problem with it. But you know what? We're just going to stop making it. Okay? Fine. We won't make it anymore. I know some of you believe that it has asbestos in it. But it doesn't. It's safe. You know, it does not cause cancer. I know that we lost $3.5 billion in various court cases and settlements in which complaints claim they developed cancers from the talcum product, but you know what? We don't believe that, and for sure we don't believe it, but, you know, we're going to stop making it anyway. Sure, some of the internal company records showed that, you know, from 1971 to the early 2000s, we knew that raw and finished talc powders occasionally tested positive for small amounts of asbestos, but that's it. They're still safe. Shut up. But we're going to stop making it anyway. So there you go. Talcum powder dead at Johnson & Johnson. And I think this lady is probably my favorite death of the weekend. And it's sad that I think that this is my favorite death, but it just is. And I didn't realize it was such a problem around America. And it is. A woman was killed on Wednesday in South Carolina after a loose beach umbrella impaled her in the chest. Holy cow. I was walking along the beach. Honey, what is that? That's not good. You can quote me on that. That is not good. Now, according to, you know, reports, I don't know who is responsible. Does the beach bar or Surfside Hotel that has the umbrellas, are they responsible for that? I guess. I don't know. She was a kind-hearted local, Tammy Peralt. I guess everybody knew her. Probably walked the beach every day. Just amazing. According to this story, 3,000 people are injured by beach umbrellas every year, according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. So, something has to be done. Something has to be done. A beach umbrella's wide canopy allows it to get caught up in a strong wind if it's not anchored properly, while the spiked end poses a danger. Yeah, no kidding. Duh. 3,000 people are injured. It doesn't say how many people actually. I'm sure that deaths are not as frequent as just getting injured. Yeah, you can quote me on that. I mean, I'm not a scientist, but they talk about it happening in 2016, where, you know, the same thing kind of happened and, you know, got him in the chest. And so, you know, it's a penetrating blunt force trauma. So, okay. I mean, that doesn't happen every year. I mean, people get hurt or you get jammed in the arm or smashed into the face from an umbrella. But you don't get penetrating blunt force trauma very often. But when it happens, of course, it's upsetting. And there was no report whether she, you know, the umbrella stabbed her in the chest and then she, you know, continued down the beach for a ways because of the gust of wind, or if it just stopped and there, that's where you have it. I don't know, but it just seems like, honey, what is that? I don't know. It looks like umbrella poom. What a way to go. Very sad. Very, very sad. So rest in peace, Tammy Peralt. I know we talked about the protein shake recall a little while ago when it first was announced, this protein shake maker Lyons Magnus. They're now expanding the recall. What? Yes. Nutritional and beverage products that could be contaminated are now being expanded. The company previously recalled, right, 53 nutritional and beverage products because they may have bacteria from the germ
Chronobacter sakazaki, or C. sakazaki, is a bacterium that causes a rare but often deadly infection.
Okay, thanks, Doc. I mean, the germ can cause fever, vomiting, urinary tract infections. I don't want none of that, and neither do you. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention says infections from this germ can be very serious for older people and people with HIV, organ transplants, or cancer. Chronobacter sakazaki was the center of the recall of the baby formula in February 2022. And now it's contaminating our protein drinks. So they've added 400 additional groups of the protein shake maker recall. What is happening? They're just retaking all of our food away. It's amazing. And now we have plus 13,000 pounds of frozen pizza, perhaps tainted with metal, from Chicago's Home Run Inn Premium Pizzeria. More than 13,000 pounds of frozen pizza have been recalled over fears they might be contaminated. I can't even say the word. I'm so mad. Contaminated with extraneous materials, specifically metal. So the 33.5-ounce Chicago's Home Run Inn pizzas, topped with sausage, pepperoni, onions, and peppers, and a little bit of metal, would have a Best Buy date of December 3rd. So the frozen pizza recalls were made back in June. Yeah, I mean, we talked about that. It's still ongoing. As of Sunday, there have been no confirmed reports of injuries or reactions due to the consumption of the products. Yeah, if you are coming home and throwing in the old Chicago's Home Run frozen pizza and you want sausage, pepperoni, onion, peppers, a little bit of metal is not bugging you. But the protein shake thing is an issue. Holy cow. And there's a bunch of them. I mean, I even had some that I'm going to have to take back. I just had one not long ago that wasn't on the original list. And I thought, yeah, that's fine, no problem. And of course it's expanded, and of course it's not. So, I mean, I could have say that I have been really, really sick from the one I drank. Maybe I'll get some protein shake money. Then again, maybe not. And then I have this story that I've been dying to tell my wife, but I can't. I can't tell her this story because she's so scared of driving over these overpasses. And here in DFW, and, you know, around the country, but specifically here in DFW, I mean, there's some overpasses that go up really high, and you come back around. I mean, you look at their construction zones, they're three, there's stories high, man, they're huge. And she does not like driving over them. So she, when she has to, I mean, it's both hands on the wheel, it's driving, keep your eyes on the road, and just go until you get off of these overpasses, right? So, and we're always, you know, hey, look at that over there. Isn't that beautiful? And she is happy about hearing that. Man, does that make her happy. So Friday night, if you were stuck in traffic on a roadway not far from my house, I mean, we've taken this road 1,000 times, or, you know, a couple anyway. There's a guy who rammed into the guardrail and fell 50 feet, vaulted over the guardrail, fell 50 feet to the ground. Now, it didn't kill him. According to this article, he was still alive. They rushed him to the hospital and 50 feet. I mean, what's 50 feet? Anybody can, if you can't fall 50 feet in your car, what kind of car do you have? But what kind of person are you? You can't fall 50 feet from a car. They shut the interstate down like 4 hours. If you were in traffic backed up for 4 hours in DFW, Fort Worth, over there 183 and 360, I think it was, yeah. And if you know this area, I know it's local, but if you know this area, you know what I'm talking about. You can quote me on that. If you know the area, you know what I'm talking about. But he was traveling west on one, and he just vaults off the overpass. I would have liked to have seen it. Yes, absolutely. I would not have liked to have been stuck in the traffic jam surrounding it. And, I mean, it looked like, I mean, I don't know, maybe it was, it doesn't say anything about a flat tire. It doesn't say anything about being pushed off. It just says that the passenger vehicle was traveling on the overpass and then hit the guardrail with enough force to vault over the guardrail. So maybe the person didn't want to live. Maybe that's possible. And he was trying to end his life. But he should have found another overpass that's a little bit higher than 50 feet up, because this one didn't work. Okay, animals in the news. We have now reports of a rogue dolphin attacking swimmers in Japan. All right, so what is happening in Japan? They have monkey attacks going on. They have dolphin attacks going on. Two men bitten by what is believed to have been the same dolphin. At least one went to the hospital after the attack. A dolphin is linked to 6 related previous attacks this summer. Okay, so now people have been warned about the dangers of the dolphins after the influx of attacks. They're telling you, you know, one man's been taken to the hospital, so he was bitten on both arms and the back and suffering injuries on his fingers and his hands. I mean, what is happening in Japan? I'll tell you what's happening. They had that assassination of the former leader with the hand, with the made-up gun, and people don't have guns. People do not have guns. We need to get some guns into Japan just to, for their own safety. My gosh, they've got special teams out hunting the monkeys. So now we're going to have special teams out hunting the dolphins, and it's going to be easy. Just go ahead and go out for a little swim. And here, little dolphin, here, little dolphin. And when the old dolphin starts swimming up, you do it once, communication will get out to the other dolphins. so they'll stop with the attacks. If not, you do it more than once, and sooner or later, they'll get the message. Now, that's in Japan. Over in Norway, they're talking, they've put down a polar bear and a walrus in recent history. So a polar bear attacked a campsite in a remote Arctic Svalbard Islands, injuring a French tourist, adding that the wounds weren't life-threatening, but they realized that can't happen. Once a polar bear gets human blood on them, they got to go down. And that's exactly what they did. And according to this, the tourists actually shot the polar bear. And so he was wounded, so they went after him and put him down. Then they put down the walrus, Freya, a destroyer of boats. Remember, the walrus has been hanging around, jumping on boats and hurting people's little boats. The 1,320-pound female walrus, known affectionately as Freya, became a popular attraction in Norway. Yeah, but officials were like, don't get too close to it. Don't be posing for pictures. And, you know, we know that Freya likes to jump up on these small boats, but it's causing a lot of damage on these small boats, despite the walrus wanting to be comfortable getting a little bit of sun on the boats. So, now we had to put it down. I don't know what they did. I don't know if they said, here, Freya, come here, you little 1,320-pound beautiful female walrus that is ruining people's boats and hurting things. Come here, get over here. Why are you down here? You should be up with your friends. You're not supposed to be over here, okay? You're supposed to be somewhere else. This is not where you belong. Come here, Freya. Come here. I don't know if that's how they ended Freya's life, but they did end Freya's life. Then in New York, they're telling people, don't panic. Squirrels are splooting. That's what they do. And so, I mean, off the top of your head, if someone were to say, and when a squirrel splutes, what are they doing? I know what answer I answered in my head, but that's not right. Splooting is not squirrel business, okay? It just isn't. It's they stretch out on cool surfaces, and that's how they reduce their body heat. You know, it's been warm in New York. It's been hot days. So what they do is they just spread out. They lay down with their legs spread out and their skin spread out, and it's called splooting. So don't worry about it. Just leave them be. They're doing their rug. That's what, you know, you see dogs do it too from time to time, and that's just the way it is. Animals sploot. So leave them alone. Quit messing with them, okay? And in Florida, you need to leave the manatees alone, okay? It's manatee business season, okay? And people like to swim with the manatees and, you know, have fun and give them a little bit of love. Just leave them be, because when they're taking care of a little business, they get a little angry. They want to be left alone, okay? Now, they talked about a record number of manatees died in 2021. Okay, so what happens in Florida is the manatees swim in the inland waterways, and they have the no-wake zones, man. These boats are supposed to go through these inland waterways slow. Because you see, the manatees have been injured by boat propellers. And I used to make the joke, and I don't make the joke anymore, Moat Marine Laboratory and Aquarium, okay? It was a joke. I don't believe that it wasn't true. But you know how many propellers I've ruined because of the manatees? Okay, I know it's not funny, all right? I get it. But don't try to mess with them. Don't try to touch them. They're taking care of a little business, okay? So they're cuddling up, and they're taking care of a little manatee business. And what we need is more manatees. So let them take care of the little business. One male can do, can take care of a few females. Let them fight it out. Let them duke it off. I want her. No, I want her. No, I want her. So apparently now we've got an estimated 7,520 manatees in Florida today. That's up. I mean, they're growing. I know we lost them, but that's more than was in the 70s. Before we had the no wake zones and people were just racing through the inland waterways and actually hurting propellers while hurting manatees and killing them. That's been up. So they're starting to increase in population. So let them take care of manatee business, all right? Jeez, let them be. And one last animal story for you. The ad that's making the rounds now about human bait needed. A volunteer position for Bigfoot Research Project this fall in Texas. Safety not guaranteed. Must have strong work ethic and some camping skills. Reward fame. Visit human-bait.com to apply. Okay, while that is funny, and if you're out, you know, if you really want to go out for the Bigfoot or the Swamp Ape, go ahead. Good luck. God bless. For sure, don't touch Bigfoot when they're taking care of a little business. But if you're making noise out there, maybe they think, you know, if you start hearing noises like that lady in Ohio heard, and you start making those noises back, maybe the Bigfoot comes looking for you thinking, hey, now I'm talking a little bit of some Bigfoot business. But disappointing that the ad is not real. I know. I know. It's, don't look at me like that. I didn't do it.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.